This show brought to you by Marley Mattress. Tired of sleepless nights? Are nightmares keeping you up? Would you like to know exactly when you should go to sleep and when the nightmares will come? Get a Marley Mattress and answer all your questions. Don't be shackled to your old mattress. Get a Marley and your nights will be planned out for the rest of your life. Don't doubt your senses. Just one night with a Marley and you'll turn from a selfish, uncaring old miser into a carefree, generous person. If you order today, you'll get your first one tonight, and then three more later. Marley Mattresses. So comfortable, they'll meet you at the front door.
He wouldn't care if they kicked him and grabbed him and shot him and stabbed him and nailed both his ears to the wall.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
We're All Yankovics.
What?
Woohoo!
Yay!
I forget what I'm supposed to say at the beginning.
Bye.
Okay.
Wait, no. You skipped a lot of stuff there. Welcome back.
Did you do that on purpose or not? Let's talk about this.
What do you mean?
Okay, so we're going to be talking about Spy Hard.
We are.
Or at least the theme to Spy Hard.
Just the theme.
Because we really don't want to talk about the movie.
No.
I don't talk about the movie.
I don't want to watch because I've never seen it and I don't want to.
Doing the research, a lot of people said that the title sequence, best part of the movie.
Probably. Yeah, I can see that.
Now, some other people said that the movie was okay and that he actually went on to make even worse Leslie Nielsen movies, which I agree. There's definitely whatever that 2001 Space Oddity or whatever it was that didn't even come out in theaters that went like straight to like VHS.
Was that the Dracula one?
Dracula Dead and Loving?
I walked out of that one.
Okay.
I was not very many films.
Mel Brooks?
I don't think so.
Okay. We're not talking about any of that stuff. We're talking about this. The original album this came out on is the single Gump. It was the B-side from 1996, May 7th. And then 2 weeks later, it came out as its own single on May 21st.
Wow.
Yeah. It's hard to separate this from the video, honestly, because it was meant to be the title sequence for the movie.
It's a James Bond opening theme.
Yeah, and very specifically, Thunderball
is
at least the video parody. And his sound parody is Thunderball with a couple of mixed in with a couple of like, it's very Goldfinger-y, a couple other classic James Bond things. Which, by the way, did you know that when they come out with a James Bond theme song, sometimes other people... Like they have a couple of people try. Yeah. There's like a Blondie theme song for your Eyes Only that they put together and they didn't like it. So then they released it on their own album called The Hunter.
Interesting.
Yeah. But so so there's a whole bunch of weird
unused
things. Either the singer's different, like they changed who was singing it or something. And that put me down this whole big rabbit hole that I was like, oh, I can't go much farther.
But
it's really cool. There's a whole bunch of like Elvis has sung one of them. It's crazy.
Sure.
Lots of weird stuff.
All right.
I want to say, Gambler. Who sang The Gambler? Not Gambler. Sorry.
Kenny Rogers.
No.
Willie Nelson.
No.
Pauly Shore.
Willie might have done one, but also Ring of Fire.
Oh yeah. Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash sang one.
Thunderball, your fiery breath can burn the coldest man, and who's going to suffer from the power in your hand?
And it's just like, whoa, that doesn't work at all.
No,
that's way too American.
That's not.
Yeah, exactly. And I felt the same way about like Elvis. You're this would be cool, but it's not like English enough for James Bond. Like we have our own thing. So yeah. Anyways.
James. His name is James Bond. It's James Bond. James Bond. That's all I got.
James Bond Jr. No, this original one was written by Barry and Black.
Eh?
Two different people, John Barry and Don Black. And it was originally sung by Tom Jones, which we'll get back to in a little bit.
Wait. Spy Hard was originally sung by Tom Jones?
No, the Thunderball theme.
Okay, I was very confused there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, like, the video is interesting. It's very obviously a spoof of Thunderball with sort of this weird swimming theme motif with the solid colors in the background. Very 80s, very... Yeah. Oh, it's... I mean, it's exactly what it's supposed to be.
Right.
It's if the rest of the movie had been as spot on as this song was and the video along with it, then that would have been a good movie.
It could have been a good movie, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But but it's not.
Nope. I mean, yeah, I remember when this came out, I'm like, no, even with Weird Al doing the theme, no. And I honestly felt the theme was just weak. I didn't like his singing in it. It's like he was trying, like you said about, you know, girls just want to have lunch. It's like he was trying to sound bad, almost like he didn't like what he was doing. That's the vibe I got. His singing was so awful in this. It was like straining and like trying to hit notes that he couldn't hit. It seemed like he was doing it on purpose. It was grating to me. I just don't like this song.
Well, we'll get into a couple of things for that.
Yeah.
This is actually, the orchestration of this was done by Bill Conti, who actually composed and wrote music for a lot of James Bond stuff, including For Your Eyes Only.
You can hear
he wrote the theme song for Your Eyes Only, which is kind of interesting. So we have that. And the style of video was also based on Maurice Binder, who designed basically all the opening sequences until until most of them, except for like one or two of them, until... the guy before the last guy.
Pierce Bronson.
Yeah, I think Brosnan. Before Brosnan. Yeah.
Brosnan.
All of the openings.
Bronson. Is it Bronson or Brosnan? I think it's
Brosnan.
Brosnan.
Pierce. Before Pierce.
Yeah.
He did most of the things. So the entire thing. The other thing that Maurice did was he created the, you know, that James Bond opening with the looking down the gun thing?
Yeah.
He created that idea.
Okay.
And that idea originally was real. He actually put a little tiny camera into a gun. It's not like afterwards they've CGI'd it and done a couple of other things with it, but the original ones were actually done.
A camera in the barrel of a gun.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Which I'm just like, that's amazing. Like, I totally thought they were fake.
Yeah. And could you like shoot the camera out?
No. Awesome. Just the looking down. And I mean, like, the blood at the end is always like extra, so that, you know, and that wasn't
they
real.
Kill an extra?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Exactly.
That's horrible. I always wanted to be an extra on a James Bond film. Not anymore.
Nope, not at all.
All right, you. We got a special role for you.
Yes, exactly. You gotta stand there.
What's your blood type? Viscous. Anyway, we've gone dark.
All right,
again.
So we talked about Tom Jones.
Yes, we have.
The legend is that
he is a legend.
Yes. No, he's a real guy. He existed.
Oh, man.
He's saying, "What's new, Pussycat?"
Whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And it's not unusual.
It's for not. Him to it's sing a very normal song.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
He sang the Thunderball theme song, and apparently he held the last note so long that he actually passed out. That's like the legend.
Oh.
And so that's where Weird Al's long note comes from. And that's why his
head
explodes after turning slightly red.
Gotcha.
If you look, first he looks at his watch, which is funny. And then his little red, and then boom, explosion. Which was like something out of Scanners. Like they really exploded with like good chunks of stuff.
Yeah,
like,
an extra. Yeah.
Yeah, that was another extra. Great.
You kind of look like Al. Put these glasses on.
Yep. Originally, Al was going to loop that note, but then when he got into the studio, he actually realized he could sing it the whole time.
Wow.
And so he was like, oh, I'll just do it for real.
That's impressive.
Yeah. 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 It's enjoyable. I mean, like, it stands out. I can still... It's not the most densely packed song in the world.
No, it is what it is. It's a theme to a James Bond song, movie type. Like I said, I was not impressed with this at the time. I've maybe listened to it three times since. It just so forgettable to me. I remember when it first came out, like, oh, cool, Weird Al's doing this. And listening, like, I just didn't like it. I just never had a good taste with the song.
It does not live up to one's own expectations of what the song should
right.
be.
Right.
If that makes sense.
It doesn't
sense.
Hit his level of work.
Yeah.
I don't like how his voice was awful in this song.
Okay.
And it just like almost like Peter Brady-ish, and it just I didn't do it for me. It's like I could see kind of what he's doing.
Funny?
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was just, it's like, yeah, he's singing this song and he's singing it badly. Why? He's better than that.
Interesting. Okay.
I've always had a bad taste for this song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, at least I like it on
the
album.
The video is amusing. It is. It's amusing. There's some cheap laughs in it, and just
there's lots of cheap laughs in it.
Just like the movie, I can see like the directors of this movie. They like. What else did you?
Well, here's the thing. Weird Al directed it too.
The video, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I remember hearing that now.
And then I read somewhere that Savage Steve Holland from Better Off, who directed Better Off Dead, I believe, actually like ghost directed the video a little bit too, which I then tried to look into and couldn't find any more information about. But at one point, that's what Weird Al said, and I don't know what that means. Right. But it is the best part of the video for me is when he's interacting with the titles.
Yeah.
At one point, he sort of like pushes the actual title of the movie away. And then at another part, he kind of looks over and sees his own name.
Yeah.
And it says like, you know, opening sequence written and directed by Weird Al. And he's like, yeah. And it kind of gives you like that wink kind of like that, like, yeah.
Which isn't on the video, you can see online.
Well, and that's the thing. Online, and most of it, there's several different options. A lot of the videos that you see online and have done have all the titles out. A couple of the videos on that he's released, like he's at least released it once with at least those two in, so at least the two that he's interacting with are staying in. But everything else is gone.
Okay.
I wasn't able to find that, but it does it doesn't make a lot of sense what he's doing if you don't see that,
right?
I feel like that there's one point where just like random things float behind him, and that also was a little bit like, I feel like they needed more something in that. The best thing for me was the cow, because it was sort of, it felt like a Twister reference. You know what I mean? Like, but everything
like the
else.
I like the poodle. I don't know why.
Well, the poodle's good. Yeah. But nothing really like is like, oh, that's hilarious. It's like, okay, random stuff.
Yeah.
The swimming women, I liked at one point where they like bonk each other's head and then get into a fight. Yeah. That's really cool because I watched the Thunderball thing several times. And at one point they do sort of get really close and then they sort of go off on their own.
Yeah, I think they touch hands and push each other off.
Yeah. But it almost looks like it's by an accident.
Yeah.
You kind of thing. So,
yeah.
So there are moments in it.
Yeah, it's got amusing stuff, but
it's not jam packed with lyrics. It's not lyrically heavy.
I don't even think I could come up with a favorite lyric. I really don't know if I can. Okay. I don't know.
Okay, maybe. we'll talk about that.
We'll see you talking.
I'm going to talk about a different thing. I'm going to talk about my own special versions of the lyrics for my favorite lyric.
Sure.
You don't even know. Stay tuned. You don't even know.
I don't. I can't see your notes.
Exactly.
I can't read upside down very well.
Apparently, there was also a video that was done for like an MTV thing where they replaced some of the things with footage, but I couldn't find that of the movie. And Weird Al even says that in that video, at one point they take out the girl swimming behind him because Disney was like worried that they'd get sued by James Bond, James Bond company.
Right.
And it was like, wait, so it was okay for the actual movie,
but not MTV.
MTV video. Yeah, it makes no sense at all.
Weird. There's a better chance of the people from James Bond watching the MTV Music Awards than the actual movie.
Yeah. Nobody actually watched it. Yeah. Now Weird Al being in Leslie Nielsen movies is an interesting topic.
Yes, I know what you're going here.
Because he's in all three of the Naked Gun movies.
Yes, he is.
And his appearance, at least in the first one, is hilarious.
I love that.
You know, because he's the main, Leslie Nielsen's getting off the airplane and all these reporters and fans and stuff are there. And he's like, oh, wow, look at all this. And the guy's like, nope. Weird Al's behind you. And then Weird Al comes out and he's like, hey, and everybody's like, Weird Al.
Yeah. They're not here for you. Weird Al's on the airplane.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So Weird Al, and that's the thing is I think this is probably a favor. I almost feel like this is more of a favor to Leslie than it was anything else.
Maybe.
You know, something, or, and maybe the Scotty brothers had something to do with it. I doubt it because if it's Disney, that doesn't make any sense, but
yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's a good start of something. I don't know. It's also so short that it's hard to like really enjoy, but it's longer than the lyrics would suggest, I guess is my opinion.
Yeah, a lot of instrumentation in there. I mean, they got a lot of the sounds of, like, you know, James Bond movie, like the wow wow, the trumpet sounds, and it's really good instrumentally. Like I said, I can't
instrumentally
get past his
it's
voice.
Amazing. But instrumentally, it's also being done. It was done by a guy who actually did James Bond stuff,
and you can hear that totally. Yeah, yeah. Spot on for that kind
of. Not that Weird Al wouldn't have done it himself.
He would have,
but
of course.
But now they definitely have like a main. Yeah,
I think that's a lot of what really bothers me about it. Like, it's so well done musically, and he just. Like, it sounds like he's just like meh, he didn't even try, or whatever he was doing just didn't land for me. He could do so much better, in my opinion, and I don't know. Okay. not a fan of this one.
Okay,
sorry Charlie.
Yeah, that's okay. Lyrics,
I don't know.
Don't.
I'll just go with the final, like, holding the note of Spyheart, because that was impressive that he did that all by, you know, by himself. No, all in one take, and he actually held it that long. I'll go with that. Spyheart. There. That's
I like the lyrics overall, I think. Like, the lyrics that are in there are fun, you know, like, he's stabbed and, you know, him and stab him and drag. Yeah, all those things.
Okay.
I think it's fun.
That's yours?
I like, no.
I'll take that one then. I'm stealing that
one. Okay.
There you
go. I also like, allow me to reiterate, like, the use of the word reiterate. I find very funny. But what I actually like is an alternate lyric.
Oh
yes.
That you wrote?
You never saw this because you never saw the movie.
True.
But during the credit sequence, he rewrote the very last part.
Uh-huh.
And instead of saying, you are watching Spyheart, it's you watched Spyheart.
Ah.
So he says, they called it Spyheart. You just watched Spyheart. It's the end of Spyheart. Yeah. And so that's cool to me. Like, it's funny that they then changed that for the end of this of thing. So
there you go.
There you go.
A little known lyric.
And that's not recorded necessarily anywhere. The only place you can really hear that is at the credit sequence of the. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to sit through that wonderful movie. Or just fast forward to the end.
But DVD. You could probably just pop to the.
Right to the end credits. All right.
Oh, one more thing that I thought was really interesting about this is in the song, he talks about having a good dental plan.
Uh-huh.
And it's a song about a spy.
Uh-huh.
Does that ring any bells for you?
Yes, CIA.
Party in the CIA. We have a better dental plan than the FBI. And I'm just like, a spy song about a dental plan?
Huh.
Like,
well, not about it, but yeah.
But I'm like, a reference to a dental plan in a spy song.
Interesting.
That definitely feels... Wow. Yeah, exactly. So you're like, well, I guess that
it's true. They do have a better dental plan.
I guess it. Weird Al's really into the dental plan that spies have for some strange reason.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. That's something.
Yep. Exactly.
Well, you got something there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Fantastic.
Now on to ratings.
Ratings.
So this is your one.
There you go.
Okay.
I teased it last week or a few days ago, whatever day this is on. I don't know. I teased that I have a one coming, and this was definitely one of the ones I was thinking of.
Okay.
There we go.
I am more moderate with that. I'm going to give it a 2.5.
What?
I think it's
better
good.
than my opinion for Girls Just Want to Have Lunch. Wow.
Yes, yes.
Which is the far superior song, in my opinion.
I don't know about that.
All right. I mean,
At least this is a genre parody that's a little bit more fun than the other one was just like a direct parody.
Okay.
That was
we
just
have our
boring.
Differences of opinion here.
Yeah.
We're going to wrestle it out later.
Yeah, no, I'm going to 2.5. I don't think it's quite a 2. It's a little better than a 2.
I thought you were going to go with 2. I really did.
I was going to, and then I decided to bump it up just a little bit.
Well, I'm not going back and bumping just up Girls, bit. But
that's okay.
I thought about it, but I'm not going to do that.
No, well, that's fine, because that means Spyheart now is slightly better than Girls Just Want to Have
Lunch. No, I can't have that. No.
Overall.
Yeah.
So, that's the end of the episode.
Yes, it is.
Check out our Facebook group where we have lots of conversations. It's a public group. Just look at... I guess search for We're All Yankovics and join the group and then be part of the conversation.
Yeah.
If you also want to, I don't know how to, if you want to audibly be part of the conversation.
Audibly. If you want to leave your voice on our podcast.
Yes,
there you go.
Call us at 302-72 Weird. That's 302-72 Weird, and leave us a message with your favorite Weird Al song. You've heard it before. You've heard it at the top of the podcast from a couple other people. So,
or maybe a cookie recipe. I don't know. Whatever you
want
to leave us.
If you want. Hey, man, if you start getting weird stuff, we're going to start playing it on the podcast. It would be great.
Why do you keep saying this stuff?
Oh, it's going to, and the listeners will have to listen. We'll
be
like,
have lunch
hey,
with Jim Kimo West.
Mary called us and left this message. You have to listen to this
it's
message.
A 25 minute recipe description. anyways.
Of my grandmother's sugar cookies.
Just call us, please.
Yep. Find us on Instagram, We're All Yankovics, as well as email us at weareallyankovics@gmail.com.
Fantastic. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's the theme from my heart.